Everybody, hello, 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 hello. This is Michael Voring Green. Hope you guys are having an amazing and wonderful and fantastic and blessed, fabulous day, evening, night, morning, or wherever you are. I hope your day is going absolutely amazing. Today I want to talk about learning to love people where they are and realizing and understand that people are on their journey right where they need to be. You know, I was thinking about this topic earlier today, is that whenever, you know, you have friends or family or people that you love or that are close to you, or that even the people that you deal with maybe on a, you know, I don't say a random, but that you deal with on a, you don't deal with them every day. You know, you may talk to them every when you see them, or you may talk to them once a week, or, you know, but it's at different intervals, okay? That is not, you don't deal with them every day. But what I'm saying, though, is that when you come across people that may be going through things, right? Or people may treat you some kind of way, or they may talk about you or have things to say about you that... Or they may, you may feel that they're treating you some kind of way, when the reality is that you can't control anything about anybody else, or you can't control how people react, or you can't control how people treat you. What you can control is the response that you give. You know, I used to allow people to make me feel some kind of way. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. I used to go through things, and I used to worry about people, and if they didn't say anything to me, or, you know, and knowing that I didn't do anything, I would wonder and worry about that. So what I learned to do now is just to realize and acknowledge that I can't change anybody. See, the change must come from within. See, I spent so much time trying to change people or trying to do what I thought was possible to do, is to change people, and that is far from the reality. The reality of the matter is that you can't change anyone. As much as you try, as hard as you try to change other people, it is virtually impossible to do. I look back and I just realize and understand that I can't change anybody. God can change them, but I'm hoping that my own experiences and the things that I, and in my own avenues or the things that I do, that maybe it will spark the idea in them that they can, you know, that they can make the change themselves. But I realize and understand that I can't change anybody. And once I realized and understood that, it allowed me to be in a place where that I can get to my better, because I meet people where they are and not try to change them and not try to, and not try to make them something that they're not, and just allow them to go in their journey. That's the beautiful thing about it. And even when they act some way towards me, still not treat them any differently, pray for them and continue to move on. And so once I started doing that, that's when it came for me. It was like an aha moment. Like, you know, you get to your better. Mike, you can get to your better if you allow people to walk on their own journey and realize that if they treat you some kind of way, or if they say anything, or if they disrespect you, it has nothing to do with you. And just treat them fair. Treat them with love. Treat them with kindness. Treat them with and have compassion for them. But realize and understand that it's not your place to change anyone. It is not your place to make people feel, to make anybody feel out of place because of a way that you're trying to change them. And see, once I realize and understand that everybody's on their own journey, everybody has their own relationship with him or not, what I'm saying, with God, but it, excuse me, it was an acknowledgement of truth and that everybody is on their own journey. I can't control anybody. I can't control anything that anybody does. But what I can control is the way that I react. And I can control the place that I am. And I can control where I am on my journey to make a change and to do my best. Now, hopefully I will spark their imagination, or hopefully by my own life or my own experiences, or maybe saying something kind, maybe, just maybe, I will spark something in their imagination where that they can get to their better. But I understand and realize that it is not my place. And not only that, I gotta love people where they are and not hold attitudes because somebody is choosing to do whatever it is that they want to do. Doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, so if you're out there and you're wondering why someone says something about you, or if you're wondering why somebody is treating you some kind of way when you know that you didn't do anything or you didn't have anything to do with whatever, but know that it didn't have anything to do with you. So just continue to pray for them, continue to do your best, continue to live your truth, continue to live your best life and do your best, and not to acknowledge negativity and not acknowledge mishaps, or not to acknowledge anything that is not of a positive force. So guys, I hope you are having an amazing day, a wonderful day, a prosperous day, just in a day where that you can get or grow towards your better. And know that any situation that you're going through, it is not here to stay. You may be going through doubt, indecision, confusion, lack, or that you feel of lack. Just realize and understand that where you are right now is an indication that you can get to your better. Okay, where you are right now does not mean it's not a final destination. So remember that whenever you're going through anything, remember that. Just have faith, and believe that God will bring you where you need to be. Okay, and I often remember an old saying, you know, is that, you know, be the best. Do your best. Acknowledge that you can get to your better, but you must do the things that you need to do to get to your better, and have faith and belief and know that the vision is there and that whatever you see is for you, you know? So just keep going and keep moving forward. You guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. I can't say that enough. And, you know, follow me on, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram under Michael Vereen Green, or I'm also under the Mike Show. Feel free to follow me over there on all the platforms. And guys, I am so excited for what the future and what today holds. I am excited about the journey that you are on and that I am on. That, you know, the journey of excitement. The journey of it's going to be good. The journey of don't worry about it. It's going to be just fine. The journey of knowing that no matter what we go through, it's only temporary. No matter what we go through, it's only temporary. Y'all remember that. Please remember that, and know that it's not Here to stay. Hard times are not here to stay. You guys have an amazing night, amazing morning, amazing evening, amazing evening, amazing day. I love each and every one of you. And I will talk to you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.